Blog Talk Radio.
Of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party radio show. Greetings from Abu Tam, the American fundamentalist. I put the fun in fundamentalism. Sadly, today is not a funny day. I'm watching Fox this morning, Saturday, early in the morning, around 9:30, and they had on two wives and a mother of GIs that are rotting away in prison I call them, and I gave them the name, the Obama POWs. And I'm going to give you a little background and story on what's taken place and how it's destroying the morale of our military and deterring good men from joining. Two wives and a mother of GIs who kept their oath to defend the USA were imprisoned for it. Some of the victims were on Fox this morning. The Obama plan was to discourage Americans from serving in the military. The best way was to put them in prison under false charges, like, did you ever hear this charge? This is the PC people. They made this charge up. There's no such charge as this charge. But guys are getting 15 years in jail for it. Unpremeditated murder. Scare off of volunteers, destroy the esprit de corps and the spirit of America. It all begins with a statement by a well-known communist from Canada named Frances Fox Piven. She was on C-SPAN a couple of years ago with an alleged Arab KGB agent, and she said, Obama, under the radar, has planted good people. We all know he infected the Fifth Amendment IRS. How is anybody going to investigate the IRS when the Democrat Party controls it? The left BI, the Department of Injustice, the Brennan Muslim Communist CYA, the nasty security agency, rest assured, every government agency is infected at least three layers down. Obama had 8 years to do it. El Trumpo, the people's choice, had no idea how badly infected our government was. And if you notice, there was nothing going on until Trump showed for work. And then all hell broke loose. 45 congressmen decided not to run for office again. Give me a break. How do you undo 8 years of treason in 2 years? The education system is destroyed in this country. It's indoctrination 101. Today, second graders are coming home telling their parents that there are too many people on Earth. Fifth graders are putting on propaganda plays like The Legend of Bully Joe, where the alleged bully is turned into a goblin and the class hates her. Eventually, she conforms to communism. Here is the true Obama POW story, covered up by the communist media that covered up all Obama casualties for 8 years. Before Obama, the last American that fell under Bush was on your dinner table that night with microphones in the victim's mother's face. How do you feel about the fact that your son died under George Bush? When Obama came in, not one casualty was ever even scrolled on the TV. The media classified them as NATO troops to be identified later, and later didn't come. Only when Trump came in did they start scrolling the dead again. You think about that, then ask yourself, how do you know you're not brainwashed? So the story goes that three men on a mission, a commanding officer and two enlisted men, the goal was to set up a sniper concealed location and take out an al-Qaeda leader in Iraq when he came into the village. While concealed, a villager gets too close to their concealment. The commanding officer jumps the villager and, while holding him down, orders Sergeant Evan Vailer to shoot him in the head. Vailer does as ordered. Their position is exposed. Mission failure. Followed by a demand from the villagers that the Americans stand trial in an Iraqi court. The Americans refuse, but turn against Vailer and charge him with unpremeditated murder. Then the prosecution pulls a Mueller and threatens the other enlisted GI with the same sentence as Vailor is going to get if he does not testify against Sergeant Vailor. Then they send the CO and the witnesses and the witness to Fort Bragg to be tried. They are found not guilty. Vailor is left in Iraq and receives 15 years in prison. His wife and two kids lose all benefits and have their breadwinner now living in Fort Leavenworth. The wife sells their measly home in Alaska and moves to the Fort Leavenworth area. They get ready to live a life of poverty and shame, no benefits. All benefits and pay forfeited by the wife and the family. This is only one story. Today on Fox, three women shouted the Pentagon is as corrupt as the FBI, Obama implants. Who would ever join a sellout military who keeps no oath? Obama has accomplished his mission. I have two recommendations for our great president. Appoint General McChrystal as top GI. Start an investigation of the Obama POWs. Review their cases. If not guilty, restore their honor and benefits plus back pay. The other recommendation is all ambassadors appointed to embassies should be vets in wheelchairs. No more party sales to the highest bidder. Let the world see we pay the highest price for freedom. Please, boss, start to open hearings on unjust punishment. Get rid of the Pentagonians who are destroying military morale deliberately. No combat experience, no job at the Pentagon. Help the Fort Leavenworth 10 on suicide watch. Spirit of America Party. So having said that, and getting that off my chest, I'm going to shoot for a tune. If I don't get it, we'll say sayonara.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Like the Obama POWs.
Oh, the storm. If I could, but my heart is blind. You are gone out of sight, but not out of my mind.
See what did to General Flynn. Now, do you think that General Flynn is being intimidated? Did they use his, they take his son hostage? Did they say, we got stuff on your kid, and if you don't give us what we want, your kid's going away for a long time. What's a father to do? What would you do? It is sad. I'm looking at pictures here. Gentleman named Michael Behena. He served his country, and they put him in prison for 15 years. And I got a note from his mom on the back of a picture of him with his three brothers and his two brothers and mom. And it says, Vicky and me in happier times with our three sons, Brett, Michael in his army uniform, and Curtis. I can't believe my son, my brave son, is sitting in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Thank you again for whatever support you can send to the good folks at UAP as they fight to bring Michael home. And it's signed Scott. That must be the dad. And he's in a dress, army uniform. And when he was released from prison, they cut his sentence short. I think they've only kept him in there for 5 years. I could be wrong on the time. When released, he told the press, please help the guys inside on suicide watch. That's what you get when you serve your country. Who's going to stand up? Now I'm looking at a picture of Evan Vaylor, the guy that they double-crossed in Iraq, sitting next to his wife, and she's got their son, a little kid, on her lap, and he's got his little daughter on his lap, and she is very tiny. And he got 15 years for serving his country. The family's living in poverty and shame. They had to sell their house in Alaska and move to Fort Leavenworth to be near Dad, the breadwinner. And they're living in poverty and shame. I'm sure their benefits have all been cut off. And here Obama couldn't even help a brother. Beware of people who call you brother. Sergeant Derek Miller in prison for serving his country. He's got two little girls. Family, mom, and two kids living in poverty and shame. 15-year prison term. You got guys in the military that they want to have a nice resume when they come out. And one of the attributes is convicting Americans. Yeah, they're trying to make their bones on the backs of privates and corporals and sergeants. And a colonel named Chisani, they even tried to get him. So, we're in trouble, folks. And the Army is being, we got to bring the draft back. I got to tell you, we cannot have a mercenary Army and then do this to what, and do that to these guys, to command them by intimidation. It is really sad. And there are other names, guys who escaped the Obama attacks on the military, who won out in court, but they were set up also. So, we've got to play to battle him in the Republic. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He's coming in a couple of days besides. Ooh, we're not getting anything. Let's see, we got one call away.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away.
Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to musical America. Thank you.
Okay, why did I pick General McChrystal? Because he's a combat general, because Biden and Obama did not like him, yet he is on the front line in Afghanistan, and he ran the show in Afghanistan. And the thing I like about him is he was coming out of a meeting and a private was standing by, and as soon as the private saw him, he saluted the general, and the general reached out and shook his hand. That's a private's general. It's really It's like somebody opening the door for you. Or you open the door for them and they don't even say thank you. So, I'm going to give you a Christmas tune because I want to hear it. Watch this, I can't find it now. Okay, instead I'm going to give you It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
I found it. It's entitled, it's a nice a cappella number, so I'm going to play it for you. And while I'm getting ready to play it for you, it's called O Come Emmanuel and Ransom Captive Israel. And I'm thinking that Obama paid $157 billion overnight. He started with the $1.8 billion. He got that to the Iranians overnight to wipe out us and Israel. Why does the Democrat Party hate Israel? I think there are more anti-Semites in the Democrat Party than in Iran. It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And we can't come up with 25B for a wall to protect our own citizens? Yeah. We're in trouble, folks, and those who want to take your guns away intend to kill you. And slavery is only one bullet away. So here we go with our prayer.
Bani, Bani,
bye.
Close our show out, folks, and we're going to end with the national anthem that those guys took the pledge to defend, and as a punishment for being American, they were sent to prison to be made examples of for anybody else that gets patriotic. So I'm going to play a tune for you called The Star Spangled Banner. It's by the original cast of World War II. And here's something to think about. If it wasn't for the Greatest Generation, none of us would be here today.